Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
May 17, 1806. Water for a bed. The party's diet is changing as they advance. Salmon is not yet available, and deer and elk, if found at all, are poor. The meals at this time consist mostly of roots and bear meat. Captain Lewis writes dramatically about the rain.
It rained the greater part of the last night and this morning until 8 o'clock. The water passed through a flimsy covering and wet our bed most perfectly. In short, we lay in the water all the latter part of the night. Unfortunately, my chronometer, which for greater security I have worn in my fob for 10 days past, got wet last night. It seemed a little extraordinary that every part of my breeches, which were under my head, should have escaped the moisture, except the fob where the timepiece was. I opened it and found it nearly filled with water, which I carefully drained out, exposed it to the air, and wiped the works as well as I could with feathers, after which I touched them with a little bear's oil. Several parts of the iron and steel works were rusted a little, which I wiped with all the care in my power. I set her going, and from her apparent motion, hoped she sustained no material injury. At 9 a.m., Sergeant Pryor and Collins returned. Sergeant Pryor brought the skin and flesh of a black bear, which he had killed. Collins also killed a very large variegated bear, but his horse having absconded last evening was unable to bring it in. They had secured this meat perfectly from the wolves or birds, and as it was at a considerable distance, we did not think it proper to send for it today. Neither of these bear were in good order. As the bear are rather ferocious, and we are obliged to depend upon them principally for our subsistence, we thought it most advisable to direct at least 2 hunters to go together, and they accordingly paired themselves out for this purpose. It rained moderately the greater part of the day, and snowed as usual on the plain. Sergeant Pryor informed me that it was shoe deep this morning when he came down. It is somewhat astonishing that the grass and a variety of plants which are now from a foot to 18 inches high on these plains sustained no injury from the snow or frost. I am pleased to find the river rise so rapidly. It now is attributable to the melting snows of the mountains, that icy barrier which separates me from my friends and country, from all which makes life esteemable. Patience, patience. Captain Meriwether Lewis, May 17, 1806.
The party should be used to the rain by now after having been at Fort Clatsop. However, they had excellent shelter at the fort, and now have few trees and a minimum of blankets or tarps that will shed rain. Tomorrow, a recipe for bear.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Hal Hansen. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.